ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the International Seabed Authority is grappling with pressure from both sides of the deep sea mining debate as it looks to deliver long-awaited regulations. The mining code, which outlines how deep sea mining should proceed in international waters, has been developed by the ISA, which was established under the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. International Seabed Authority Secretary General Letitia Cavajo told Lucy Cooper the aim is to have the code developed by the end of the year.
Our meetings are annually, so we go really in a very intense period. Indeed, what I can tell you is in 2023, there was consensualized, I can say in this way, roadmap issued as a decision by the Council that made a promise that member states would do the best efforts and intentions aiming to deliver the mining code by the end of the 2025. So as Secretary General, I fully trust on the ambition of the member states and of the Council.
Gerard Barron, the CEO of the metals company, which wants to commercially mine the seabed in international waters, told the ABC that environmental activists thwarted the development of ISA's rules and they are causing delays. Has the process to develop the mining code being dragged out because of pressures from organizations and countries opposing deep sea mining?
This is one perspective. Many could raise this aspect. Some could even declare, some countries or some stakeholders really declare not being in favor of deep sea mining. For me, it's very important to say that I'm not to discuss take a posture about the mandate of the law of the sea. I am actually to deliver the mandate of the law of the sea. But in doing so, what I can testimony in my period as Secretary General is that the member states are doing efforts in putting all the necessary elements into place for developing the rules and regulations that can allow the management and control of the activities, including exploitation in the deep sea. I'm not going to go in a position to judge if this is delayed or this is rushed, because there are different perspectives, and I respect them all. But I would say I'm at the corner of the member states as secretariat to support them for delivering effective negotiations. So, and considering the roadmap, there is a preempted expectation that they will be able to conclude their work by the end of this year.
Mr. Barron also told the ABC that the ISA's failure of multilateralism and delay in delivering regulations meant that it sought alternatives, turning to the US regulator NOAA to lodge an application to begin commercial deep sea mining. Has this decision from the metals company to turn to the US to get deep sea mining approvals affected the relevancy of the ISA?
Lucy, this is a threat, I must say, and with full honest, yes, unilateral action or the pursuit of a unilateral action is a threat to the, or is an attempt to circumvent the collective action system, that is the authority and the regime. So I would say it's a threat. If it has affected negatively, no, absolutely not. At the opposite, I attended meetings recently. I have been in the United Nations Ocean Conference in Nice, and I received, and my organization as well, received overwhelming support of countries in its role, in its relevance, in its need of existence. I think there is a full understanding, and I must say it's growing understanding of the principle of collective ownership of the deep sea bed and its resources. Last week, I was attending in New York ISPLUS, that is the conference of the parties of all member states of the UNCLOS of the law of the sea. Again, same feedback, overwhelming support from member states to the authority, to its mandate, full knowledge that the uniqueness of the mandate of the authority, a complete rejection, overwhelming rejection of any attempt to unilateral action or circumvention of the mandate of the authority. I even can quote that the Secretary General of the United Nations has delivered a speech where he says and affirms that the seabed, the deep seabed, shouldn't become the new Wild West.
And that is International Seabed Authority Secretary General Letitia Cavajo speaking with Lucy Cooper.